Okay. So I think Tatius talks about burying him with tzitzis because of seeding tzaddikim shiyamdu b'gushayim. So he says that Shmuel holds that mitzvahs ain't b'tevus, and since it says that tzaddikim yamdu b'gushayim, so if you take off the tzitzis when he gets up, he won't have tzitzis. So I mean, it sounds very funny that that the yamdu b'gushayim literally would mean that there's a tchias amesim on the beggar. I mean, it's sounds fine. I think what it means is it's not really shuta k'mashmal. What it means is when you bury a person, so if you hold that mitzvahs are going to exist los and lovo, so you merames that he puts it on him to make that remes clear that even though now he's chafshim on mitzvahs, but he will have an opportunity to be knowing mitzvahs los and lovo. But if you hold that mitzvah's betailus lost love, then you don't do it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Pause it. Pause it.
Well, okay, the re. The re's teretz in Bava Basra, ayin dalet. So the last teretz. So the re's teretz is different than all the other teretzim, because he's saying there's no change in meaning. But when it says that you put the tzav ayishayt of adaraminu lay, what does it mean? It means that you want to show that it was Mekayim Tzitzis. Okay, so in other words, so how do you show that it was Mekayim Tzitzis? That you don't take off his tzitzis. What you should do is not take off his tzitzis and take him to the basic forest, which shows that he was wearing tzitzis, he was Mekayim Tzitzis in his lifetime, and then you should cut it off to show that he's Potter. Okay, because you don't bury him with tzitzis, because there's no mitzvah tzitzis. It's chafshim in a mitzvah. Okay? But since we use a new beged for tachrichim,
right,
so that's why we have to put in tzitzis first. Because what was bothering him is, why do you have to put in tzitzis? Just put him
without tzitzis.
Take him with the tzitzis he was wearing.
I understand. I mean, it's a new beged, that's why you can't do it.
So that's why Kanto was the new beggar. But the original shot was that you want to show that a guy was Mekayim Tzitzis all his life, so you don't take off his tzitzis, you leave his tzitzis on. And then when he comes to the basic verse, so you cut off the tzitzis in order to show that what? That he's chafshim in a mitzvah. But he says you can't do that literally, because when you make tachrich from mace, you make new tzitzis,
right,
new beggar. So that's why it says you put him in. So you put him in because you want to show like this is the way you always dressed. And you take him to the basic forest that way.
Right.
So it shows you the kind of mitzvah sitzis. And then you cut it off to show that he's chashim in a mitzvah. Okay?
Yep.
That's all he's saying.
But why do you only cut it off? Cut one off. Why don't you cut all of them off to show that?
No, because once you cut off one...
That's all you need.
That's all you need.
Uh-huh.
So you misalka miyad means after you take him to the basic forest.
Right. Listen to you.
Right. This is like a combination of the previous ideas.
Sorry. I got it.
Right, so what do we
learn to need to put him in immediately?
What is that little dollar there?
The end.
So he's saying that we didn't change the minute. Right. And the other ones are saying that what are the other teretzim that we changed them in? Either because we hold
Zechus Ophraim, Smachos.
That what?
We hold against like Zechus.
Because we hold like Rav
Avishal.
Avishal.
Right.
Or
because Madoro Sama is only for those generations. It's made it he is Sheker.
Yeah, right. I mean that the purpose of the tzitzis was to show that he that it was Mekayim Kol Torah Kulo.
Right.
That's why he had him put on tzitzis.
Right.
Right. It's not because Lord Gorash. Okay.
Right. And then you had the Re's answer, the first Re's answer, which was
that they were all Mekayim tzitzis.
Yeah, they're all used to wear tzitzis nowadays. We don't
but
know what
now
tzitzis.
It would be a bazillion, because if you get put on kosher tzitzis, it would be a bazillion, because he never wore it in his lifetime.
Right.
Maybe that's why they wrote in the Abrakanthus that we wrote.
Right.
Okay.
And the Tres Mason answer.
Tres Mason. Okay, all right. And
the Ritzba. We didn't do the Ritzba and the Prioritosis. That was the final.
Which one?
The last two lines of the Tosin.
Oh, okay. So let's take that.
Thanks.
Is that tomorrow for breakfast?
You don't like it?
All
right. Can I
take
a
little breakfast?
I don't have it tomorrow, so I guess I'll do it.
Oh, Ritz Bull.
Do you want to read it? Okay.
Go ahead, you read it.
Okay.
There's another breakfast over there.
The Haritz Bull, how you rug it all.
Breakfast is this.
Shalala
Sirman Akonaf.
Right, not to remove them. El Lekoshan Ulahatkam Betsuchaknaf. So he would tie them up and he would attach them within the corner. If a mace really is chayav and tzitzis, yishlam and tzitzis, so they're wearing it, they're kind of mitzvah. V'im lav, harei mechusim, and if they're not chayav and tzitzis, then they're covered.
So therefore, so you don't have the problem that he's showing off.
Beit
Sheker.
Beit Sheker. You don't have Beit Sheker, but you do have the tchis mesim side is good.
Right.
And further on, the reeds other side.
Second one in the bottom tells us.
Oh, for Abishal it works also. Right? Does it work for all the shittas, really?
It works for all
the shittas. But they're still there. I don't get that.
Does it work for Abishal?
Yeah, it works for every shitta. Of course, why did Abishal say you should cut it off?
To show
he's a mace, so he can't, it doesn't look like he has sits.
Right.
So
but in reality, it's still there.
Right, but it doesn't look like it.
What about the Ri's answer?
In Mechusin. So Abishal allowed in Mechusin to show that it's different, so that he's really a mace.
That's a rye that we should wear our tzitzis out? So people should see them?
No, I wasn't going to do that.
Talking about as a mace.
He's saying the mace, you have to hide it.
In the corner.
Yeah.
In the corner.
In the corner pocket of the thing, so it doesn't look like he's doing the mitzvah.
Right. We don't have to do that.
Well, why isn't that the best solution? What's the problem with his solution?
I guess they would argue that mechusim is not enough.
Right. It's still there.
Still there.
Yeah, halachically, it's still on the mega.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't mean it look that way, but
right.
It's
right.
Still,
right.
Still wearing
right.
Tzitzis.
So the only kasha we couldn't answer was...
Your kasha.
My kasha, which is only on this face of Gerson. Because it says merzika shikra. Brings the idea that it's merzika shikra. Of course, it's like you're saying that what... That he is Mekayim Kol Torah Kula. He says, "Vezel on the hero, the Gam Chayim Ato Loma Lovshim, Halolo Kimu Kol Torah Kula." I mean, so the question is that we ask. I mean, you don't knock out a mitzvah because of a drush. I mean, the mitzvah is to wear it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the thing is, apparently, he took it very seriously. In other words, he held that if you're going to say that Jewish, that it's made that the guy was Mekayim Kol Torah Kula, so he took it literally.
Right.
So his kasha was, how could you ever wear tzitzis?
Yeah.
You can't wear tzitzis unless you're a big tzaddik. And everybody else should not wear a beggar shall dal knafayim.
Right. Maybe he's saying therefore you see you can't take it literally.
Therefore you see you can't take it literally.
Right. That's his question on him.
So he knocked out the he's knocking out the drush.
I mean they were the chachmanut
here. He says the drush you can't take literally.
Right.
Because if you did, so then nobody would be wearing tzitzis.
Right.
That's what it is.
In the Chachmai Luther holding, it's really like a status of tzitzis. It's edus. It's like the real din edus. They took the medrash like it's telling us a din edus. The Mekayim Kol Torah Kula. He's saying it's just a medrash. Don't take it literally.
No, it's the opposite. The Chachmai Luther, they held it's just a medrash. Remez Bialma. So therefore, they held that you know it's a remez. So that's why, for the living, it's no problem. But for the mace, it's like a remez.
But they held you should remove it.
Because the remez doesn't apply today.
Right.
but they held it's only a remez ba'alma, so therefore you're not going to apply a remez to a real mitzvah.
And that's how you get out of the problem.
That's how you get out of the problem.
Okay.
But the Tosfos takes it to mean a real true limud. That there's a din edus and tzitzis,
right,
that is mekayim kol Torah kula. So it says that's the case. Nobody can wear tzitzis. Moshe Rabbeinu maybe.
So how's the Tosfos learn the Medrash?
What?
So therefore he says
you can't learn the Medrash as the way you'll learn it. How does he learn? I don't know.
But if you learn, but they're saying, you're saying that according to them they learned it like non-literally. So isn't that fine? He's saying if you take it literally makes no sense, yes,
I
don't take it literally.
No, but he takes learns that if you take it or you don't.
You mean he holds it can't just be a remez for the mason like they said?
Yeah, it's not a medrash. Where's it a medrash?
Doro Sama Dortan?
No, it doesn't, they don't bring it from Dortan.
And the other Tosfos they did.
Yeah, I know, but not on this.
Okay.
Right?
So he's just rejecting the entire idea that it's Eidos. He holds it Zechira for mitzvah, it's nothing to do with Eidos.
Yeah. He says because the Tayag, it's a, he's saying himself that the Tayag is Mayit. The fact that you have Tayag there. So he says you can't say that.
I mean, it's a wrong interpretation.
Wrong interpretation.
Uh-huh.
Because if you're going to interpret that way, so then nobody can go with this.
Right, and you're saying the answer by saying you interpret it, but it's not really a real din, it's just a remnant.
That's just a remnant. They just meant it as a remnant.
Uh-huh. Like a medrash.
Yeah, it's a medrash. But no, it's not a medrash.
No, I'm saying they meant it as a just, it was just a drash, like based on the Dorta or whatever, but not as a real halachic principle.
Right.
How do we paskin with this with the Tosfos is just by mesh?
So we paskin, you cut it off. That's what they're not, right?
They take his talus though, right? Don't they take his talus?
Oh yes, that's right, they take his talus, yeah.
Don't make it no one to take
his
talus.
Oh, that's very good. That's even better. Why do you take his talus? To show that he was mekayim the mitzvah,
mm-hmm,
b'chayav.
Like the re, you mean?
Like the re.
And then they cut it off?
And then they cut off one
quarter. When do they cut it off?
Before Kvura.
They don't
when they're preparing the mitzvah.
Where?
Chavar Kedisha, right?
Yeah, Chavar Kedisha.
Yeah, they put the tachrichon on, then
yeah,
they wrap him in the talas.
It doesn't matter as long as it's before Kvura.
Yeah.
So they don't go like the Ritzbah?
No. Well, what is it supposed to say?
Cover it up.
Oh, yeah. No, they don't know from that.
What does he say?
That you cover it up, you don't cover it up.
Interesting.
Okay, so that's